which I will always be very fond of. What else is going on? KBD-wise, we've got Regulator. Okay, he did that on purpose. The name for here is ABCDLMONV. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. He's just dicking with me. Eric, of course. Purple Nurple, Chaotic, Herbtown, Avatar, Techno Donut, Specs.
Duh.
Oh, and my helper, Bloody Shark, is here to help me.
Yahoo!
Thank God.
I don't
know. So, let me see what's going on.
Yahoo!
I think we're about getting ready to get underway, so that's why I've got all the extended periods of dead air for you. It looks like Ice Ridge is going to be our first map. I really hope we don't get a stalemate on it, because those suck. Ice Ridge, I usually play Light D, and Ice Ridge is one of my favorite maps for playing Light D, simply because the guys can come in from everywhere, and it's very, very challenging. If they get a clean pick on it, they're gone, basically. But it's a big mind disc map, big snipe map. However, God forbid we actually get a standoff, because those bases are pretty much impenetrable with two competent defenses. Hold on a second here. Just getting oriented to the... getting oriented to the negotiating here.
Yes.
Yeah, find out if anybody wants me to say hello to their mothers.
Yes.
They're this particular server, a popular East Coast one, is known for its language filters. So people are already requesting the language filters get turned off. KBD Jedi Master wants to send a shout-out to Ragnarok is gay. Taster shouts out to Reg. Regulator says, hi, Mommy. Aw, hi, Mommy. That's so sweet. You know, if any of y'all listeners are ever in a match, Hercules wants to give a shout-out to me. Well, thank you, Hercules. If any of you are ever in a match that's broadcast by WSBN, make sure you give a shout-out to your mother, because, you know, that's really nice. That's why all the football players do it. You know, she was nice enough to carry around for so long. Ungrateful bastards. Mind you, no one ever says hi to Dad. I don't know why. Caster says, I love you, son. KBD Regulator is my son. Chaotic wants to give a shout-out to WSBN and the Shadows of Seduction crew. Ooh, the Shadows of Seduction. And, of course, ABCDLMONV is asking why those WSBN here. So there's someone who doesn't read their tribe's private forum. What do you need, Chaotic? Chaotic wants me to say that Chaotic owns Shard. So, there you go. Chaotic owns Shard. And, Bloody, are you here? I am hovering over the Diamond Sword base at the moment.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah, yeah. Purple Nurple has asked me to say hi to Evil Nurp. Evil Nurp had one of the honorary distinctions of getting banned from the WSBN channel the other night. We're having a bit of a KBD Regulator wants a shout-out all to himself. Techno Donut says, all must bow down before the great donut, for he is God. There is a God of donuts. We were having a bit of a good time in the WSBN channel last Friday night. We went real late. It was my regular show, just a radio show. We don't do any matches or anything like that. I just play music and, you know, jabber away and stuff. And we started off at 9 o'clock Eastern, and I believe we went to either 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So it was quite a good time. We had a bunch of folks hanging out in the WSBN channel with us. Guy Malief was in there, and he was a huge source of amusement. And it looks as though everyone's basically talking to me right now in the channel. Stop talking to me. play, damn it. And there's some demo drops happening. People in the WSBN channel are asking, how am I going to cover what's going on? Bloody Shark is on the server. He will be voiceless, but he is on the server. He will be helping me, telling me what's going on. He'll be covering the Blood Eagle side. I am on the Diamond Sword side, I think. And again, some of the pings. Most of the... Wow, some nice pings. Go down to KBD. ABCDL MONV is pinging 48. Regulator 72. Techno Donut is 56. Chaotic, a lofty 276. Herbtown 72 with 7 packet loss. Avatar, a nice sweet 108 ping with 17 packet loss. That's sucks to be him. KBD Eric is pinging at 76. Specs is 140. And of course, people are shuffling around for drops. La 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 la. And regulars back in as ping's dropping. And on the const end, we have Lynx with a nice REIT 36 ping, up to 40 now. Aries at 76. Pisces at 40. Pisces is a chain whore from my recollections. Valans at 128. Cygnus 68. Pixis 60. Hercules 156. Cassiopeia 116. Very good player. Perseus 32. And Scutum, which I will probably tell you now, I will call Scrotum at some point during this broadcast, just so you know. There is a little bit of packet loss. KVD Regulator's got 4. Hercules has 4. Eric's down to 4 now. Avatar's sitting at around 10, 9 or 10. And Purple Nurple's at 4. So the packet loss is relatively even spread. If I had to make a call, I'd say it's worse for KBD than it is for Const. I'm just going to check one of my advisors here. Okay, I think I'm going to turn up my game sounds a little, just so you can get that flavor and zest for the match, as we say. Guys in the WSBN channel, please let me know when I hit good volumes and bad volumes, and when it's all right and when it sucks. Actually, you know what? No, don't tell me when it sucks. I'm going on the assumption it sucks unless I hear otherwise.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yes.
Yes.
Duh. Yes. Yes.
So?
Yes.
Hi. Duh.
Sorry for the dead air, folks. I can try and jump in to a song. You know what? I'm gonna jump into a song very quickly. I will keep an eye on the match so you won't miss a moment of the match. As soon as it hits that 30-second countdown, I will kill the song. Well, you know, gonna do a little REM Superman. This is Pub. Bear with me. God help me. Pray for me. As soon as the match would start, I missed the 30-second countdown, but we're only 10 seconds into it, so you haven't really missed much. Basically, all you've missed is people have gone into their base to ammo up. So I'm on the KBD side, which is the Diamond Sword side for this map. So I just get oriented. Send a couple heavy O's out. They're playing. They've got a few typical, traditional defensive layout. Many lights on the roof. They have some incoming mortars to the roof. Const is sending long-distance mortars from the southwest hill, just sort of above the plasma hut, plasma shack, however it is you want to tell it. He's really not hitting much of anything. Now he's making his run for the base. And it looks like he may have got in. Let's give a little peek, see how he did. No, he didn't get too far. He got to the doorstep, and that's about it. Dead on the doorstep. Ice Ridge is one of those maps. It's pretty odd. If you want to make a concerted effort to go after the base, you've really got to allocate a whole bunch of people for it. Otherwise, it's just going to be too tough to defend. Trying to keep an eye on the chat and the game. The main way we keep track of flag captures and grabs, etc., is by watching the global chat and following the activities therein. So, there is an attempt to grab. Dead. KBD did get a grab in there, as Const made an attempt. Purple Nurple got it and dropped it, and it was returned right away by Lynx. Tribe Const Lynx. Okay. You know what? I've criticized Chris Avelli before. This is an awful lot harder than it sounds. Just trying to follow along with what's going on. Because, again, you are in observer mode, so you don't have the benefit of things like, oh, the triangles. So you don't know who the good guys are from the bad guys. KBD's floating around with four lights on the roof, but it's pretty quiet over here. There's only really been the one grab by Const, and he died almost right away. And I missed that grab. KBD just capped. My apologies. I got to pay more attention to that. Sorry, folks. 1-0 KBD. Yeah, I need more sound, too, actually. I think that's going to help me keep track. That's a good point. So I'm going to turn up my game volume a little bit more. Sorry, folks. This will get better as I go, I hope. Otherwise, they'll, you know, tax will just fire me. A lot of activity now. Hercules made an attempt at the flag and was dropped by Regulator's disc. The flag is off the field. And both flags return to their respective bases.
Sorry.
Again, a little quiet. Buddy, tell me what's going on in the other side over there. How is the offense? I'm assuming that KBD is putting some good pressure on because Const isn't sending an awful lot of O in. For Bloody Shark to get back to me. KBD is definitely getting more grabs. They've had a good three. Oh, nice back to front cap route by Pisces. Unless they snipe him, he's gone.
Damn it!
He did get sniped. Cygnus picked it up. Purple Nurple has also grabbed the Const flag. Volume a little louder on the game. Yeah, I'm trying to. Okay. Let me try and crank the volume up a little bit more. It looks like both teams have each other's flags at the moment. It is 1-0 Knights of the Black Dragon. KBD base is fine. Purple has the flag. He's back at his base. He's getting chained. Not a lot of activity here around the KBD base. Let me get a little bit more sound volume, because that's going to help me keep track, I think, as well. You know what? I'm going to keep cranking it up sort of bit by bit. If it gets to the point where it's drowning me out, then let me know. But otherwise, I think that's going to help all of us keep track of what exactly is happening. And let me turn these volumes up, too, so I can hear better what's going on. There we go. We're figuring it out as we go. Thank God there's not an awful lot happening, so you aren't missing a lot. Put it that way. Look at it on the bright side. There's some lights buzzing around the KBD base, but again, not a concerted, serious attack from Constellation's point of view. They're taking it kind of easy on him. Here comes a heavy in now. And he's made it to the doorstep on the ridge, gets knocked off the ridge, swarmed by lights. Oh, he's dead. Well, not quite dead. He'll be dead in a matter of minutes. He's got three lights on him like they were just waiting for him. Now he's really dead, like a big dead fatty should be. I'm not very pro Heavy-O. I mean, I like Heavy-O, and it's critical, and it's important, and it's kind of fun if you know how to do it. But as a late defender, I hate heavy offense. So the only good fatty's a dead fatty. Here comes another Heavy-O flying into the side door. Oh, came up just a little bit short. So he's on the stoop. He's got two lights around him. A couple little mind discs should make short work of him. But he got a nice disc jump to scoot away from it. And he scooted out of immediate danger. However, he's now back in midfield and really kind of a non-threat from there. I'm going to swing inside the KBD base. Let's go deep into the bowels of the Ice Ridge base and see how things look in here. Just a bit outside. Hey, big shock, the ammo station's destroyed. You know what? It would be news if the ammo station was actually up on Ice Ridge, I think. That thing's generally good for about one refill and it's gone. Everything inside the base looks pretty darn clean. What a nice, tidy base they have here. Got turrets up. Guys look nice and organized. KBD has things. Oh, man. Guy just suicided right in front of me. That freaked me out. Kind of scared me a little. Things are well under control on the KBD side. Bloody, tell me a little bit about what's going on the Blood Eagle side, because things really are surprisingly quiet here. According to Bloody, nothing's going on over there either. So these teams must really like each other because they're, you know, basically just hanging out. We've got two heavies now trying to make an attempt inside the KBD base. Now, this would be a concerted offensive attack from Hans. Got a number of heavies on the doorstep coming in. Quite a little battle raging in the lobby. If this were a hotel, these guys would be getting kicked out. Oh, dead bodies everywhere. Look at this. There were 1, 2, 3 heavies in that attempt. Very nice attempt. None of them got any further than about 6 feet inside the base, but it's the thought that counts. One of the problems with that, I mean, it's great to have the concerted attack, but they all hit at the exact same time, so you can guarantee there was a lot of team damage going on between each other as they were tossing the mortars in. We have someone firing mortars. I don't want to say spamming, because that's an ugly word. You know what? No, he's standing still throwing mortars in the side door. He's spamming it. Kans is spamming the side entrance door to the KBD lobby. It is 1-0 KBD for those of you who have just tuned in. We've got Knights of the Black Dragon versus Tribe Constellation for rung number 12 on the OGL ladder. The KBD flag changed hands over on the Kans side of the map. KBD was able to penetrate inside of the Kans base. Got a couple mortars off, but no real damage. Regulator seems to be doing a lot of the Heavy-O stuff. As I see, he's mowed down his teammate, Eric. I'm very fond. I can goof on these guys a little bit. I know both these teams very well, and I consider them friends. So, hopefully someone will be recording the match, and I know everyone wants to hear their name and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to try and mention everybody's name at least once, you know, provided they've made some sort of contribution and they aren't just dicking around. Okay, we've got some more mortars flying into the side base from Const. They seem to be off a little bit on their jumps. They aren't quite landing. Now he's up there, and he's making a run in. He's getting bounced around by some discs, but he is penetrating. Flag was returned. I just want to verify that. Yep, the KBD flag is back home, so we might actually be seeing our second cap. Yeah, those sounds things definitely helps. KBD is handing it off internally. Coming up to cap, and Avatar gets the cap. So it is 2-0 for the Knights of the Black Dragon over Tribe Constellation with about 14 and a half minutes left on Ice Ridge. So things are back to normal. We've got approximately 4 lights on the roof. KBD is the Diamond Sword side. That wasn't that painful a standoff. Kans made a couple, their approach, instead of a steady one-off assault, is they seem to focus more on the organized, all-at-once kind of attack. There was a light that was trying to come in to give a quick grab of the KBD flag, but he came up a little short, and he may have pulled an audible on himself and decided to go inside. Either that or he just improvised and that's where he ended up and he's going to make the best of it. But the flag is secure right now. KBD did try a grab, but missed the flag, unfortunately. We've got some grenades coming in. Oh, he's gone. Chained out of the air from a long way away by Techno Donut, and it was Hercules. Specs grabbed the Lost Boys flag. Don't call it the Lost Boys. The Diamond Sword flag, rather. Dropped some grenades on his way in and grabbed it. He still has it, I do believe. Oh, one of the other disses that happens during broadcast is you guys say, well, why don't you just flip it to hit the O screen, and another cap for KBD. 3-0 KBD. And a quick grab by Konst after the cap. Who was it? It was Perseus that grabbed it. He didn't get too far, though, just right in behind the KBD base, and it was returned. So again, 3-0 now for Knights of Black Dragon over Tribe Constellation on our very first map. This is Ice Ridge. There is 12.5 minutes left. You are listening to the WSBN and my horrible rendition of an in-match broadcast. For those of you that are wondering, what's going on? You aren't alone. Everyone's wondering what's going on. Grab by Konst. It's taken by Hercules. Oh, very nice snipe by Techno Donut. He gets him just as he was heading over the northeast ridge. One of those snipes, though, where he was too far away. Such a good snipe that no one was there to return it, and was picked back up by Lynx, and he's off to the races, down the middle, and, ooh, hold on. Sorry, it wasn't Lynx, it was Pixis, and he was sniped by Eric, and now Cygnus has picked it up, and in the interim, Specs has grabbed the Konst flag. So three handoffs on Konst on that one, after two very nice snipes by Techno Donut and Eric. And we have, they've gone back to their neutral corners. Each team has the other's flag yet again. We've got some lights coming in, attacking the KBD base. And I'm not really sure, there's no one on the outside of the KBD base. So I'm going to go on the assumption that they're on the inside. Okay, here's some guys come out now. So some of the chasers obviously just control-cade or whatever and are getting back into position now. Now, this is one of those situations. You've got 11 minutes left if you're Tribe Constellation. You're down by 3. What do? You make the call. Let's play baseball. The game of the week in the baseball, they usually do that. You make the call. If you're Konst, you return this and take your chances. Maybe. KBD Eric just returned their flag. So the KBD flag is at home. KBD is coming up to cap now. 4-0. Knights of the Black Dragon over Tribe Constellation. Fast grab by Cassiopeia. Back to front route again. Didn't get it quite clean. Went up the middle. Sorry. Avatar made an attempt at the flag. It got a quick grab, but dropped it right away, and it was returned, and Tribe Constellation has capped. No. What the hell? Hold on. Oh, my score thing's all screwed up. Constellation did cap, so it's 4-1, although my HUD says 5-0. I would assume that's because I'm in observer mode, yes, I'm not on a team. So it is 4-1 for KBD. Don't believe your HUDs. They lie. They are the devil. And it looks as though, no, KBD is sticking with their traditional defense. They've still got 4 lights on the top. An attempted grab by Konst, but he died on the flag, that indestructible mind thing going. Where Konst has been having some success so far on this map has been those back-to-front flag grabs. And that seems to be where they're focusing their attention. One of the two elf turrets is completely destroyed on top of the KBD base. Sorry, there was a grab in there. I got to learn to look everywhere. KBD did grab the flag. They had three campers come in. They got it. And Specs grabbed it, but it was returned. It was returned by Hercules. Who was he killed by? He was killed by a mortar, by the guy I'm probably going to call Scrotum, but who will still stick with Scootum. That's a really bad handle.
Incoming enemies!
Both flags grabbed, both sides. Pisces took this one. Purple Nurple took the conch flag, and Pisces was gunned down by Technodonut, and it is returned. Both flags returned. Lynx returned the Constellation flag, and it was grabbed by working my way backwards. Ooh. Whoa! Sorry. Hercules grabbed the KBD flag off to the races, back to front route, gone like a shot. And I'm trying to find out. Specs took the conch flag. And Golden Girls. You know what? This server really has to change those names to Diamond Sword and Blood Eagle, because this Golden Girls Lost Boys thing isn't doing it for me. Golden Girls is KBD. Keep reminding myself, Golden Girls is KBD. There's 7.5 minutes left. And a cap by Constellation. So it is 4-2 now. It was capped by Cygnus, and there were a few handoffs in there. Sorry, folks. I don't know if Tuxeman is making fun of me in WSBN or the con strategy of the back-to-front route. I'm very impressed when the guy grabs... See, I can't cap to save my freaking life. So anytime a guy grabs the flag and is just gone that fast, I'm in awe of it. Short little attempted grab on the roof. He got mangled up by the elves, and he got about 4 feet before he was killed, and it was Pixis that got killed. KBD spread out a little bit more now on the roof. They've got some more snipers up in the hills. Regulator taunting, saying, "You idiot, elf jumps don't work." That's not very good. Purple Nurple did grab the Const flag. Of course, I have no idea where he is. There is 6 minutes left. The score is 4-2. Flag was just grabbed. I don't think it got far. Purple Nurple dropped it. Okay, hold on. Sorry, folks. Bear with me. Both flags are home. There were a couple grabs and a couple drops, but basically, I can't tell you what the hell happened. Not much, really, effectively, but there was activity. It's just hard to describe. What map's going to be easier? Oh, you know, this is one of the maps I'm really familiar with. Specs grabbed the Tribe Constellation flag. He's still alive. This is one of the maps I'm really familiar with, and I'm doing a horrible job on it. God only knows how bad I'm going to be on Reliquary, which I have no freaking clue where to look. Hercules made an attempt at the KBD flag and died on that indestructible mine on the flag stand. Specs still has the flag and comes in for the cap, and he gets the cap. Solid 5-2 for KBD. Couple of the straggling defenders making that last-ditch attempt to try and get it at the flag stand, or the sound you hear in the background of them trying to grab it right on the roof, but neither of them were getting very far. Both Cassiopeia and Pixis attempted and failed on the roof of KBD. There is 4.5 minutes left. The score is 5-2 for Knights of the Black Dragon over Tribe Constellation. The map is Ice Ridge. This is our first map this evening. I believe our second one's probably going to be Reliquary. Avatar made a grab and dropped it. Ares ventilated him with the chain gun. The variable read the text right off the screen. Pub Knight ventilates with the chain gun because I have no color commentary of my own, so I must read it verbatim. We have some grenades coming into the KBD rooftop from quite a distance away. Purple Nurple has grabbed the Constellation flag. He is still alive. He's getting an awful lot of flag touches. KBD is definitely winning the flag touch war. There was a sweeping attempt by Hercules. He didn't get very far. He was dissed right as he grabbed the flag. So the KBD flag is out in the field. Purple Nurple, I think, handed off. He still has the flag. The KBD flag is in the field. Cygnus grabbed it. Tribe Constellation Cygnus grabbed the flag out of the field amidst a sea of KBD defenders. But he gets gunned down by ABCDLMONV, whose name I just might ignore. I'll call him the Alphabet Boy from this point forward. Hercules has grabbed it up out of the field off that drop, though. So again, both teams have each other's flags. Hercules has dropped the flag. Eric killed him with his disc. And the Golden Girls flag is returned and regulator caps. So a commanding lead 6-2 with 2.5 minutes left. And that was a nice chase. That was chased all the way down the field, a couple of drops. KBD's defense is very good and persistent on those chases. Purple Nurple with yet another grab of the Tribe Constellation flag. And Cassiopeia has taken the KBD flag. I was wandering out in observer mode to midfield, so I'm not sure the direction where she went.
Hit the deck!
But again, at this point, there's 2 minutes left. Knights of the Black Dragon has a 6-2 lead over Tribe Constellation. With Tribe Constellation's flag. Constellation does have the KBD flag, but this would say KBD is securely in the driver's seat at this point. With a minute and 45 seconds to go on Ice Ridge. Again, it's Ice Ridge. KBD versus Conch. First map. And I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest, with a 6-2 lead, with a minute and a half to go, that KBD is going to win this one. The KBD flag has been dropped by Constellation in the field somewhere. I'm assuming down near their base somewhere. No one's returned it yet. Regulator with the first one with a minute and 10 seconds left to say good game. And KBD is killing each other. Chaotic killed Purple Nurple with a mine. Chaotic killed Avatar with a mine. And Specs with a mine. So I don't know if Chaotic just decided to mine disc his whole squad because he's a little bored. 49 seconds left. 45, it is 6-2 KBD. Golden Girls flag was returned, so the KBD flag is back home. But Purple Nurple had dropped the Constellation flag a little earlier, probably about 15 seconds, and picked it up in the field and just capped. And that was the Alphabet Boy with the cap to make it 7-2 KBD with 20 seconds left. And this one's all over but the crying, folks. Let's look at some of the scores. Lynx with, for those of you that have scores that matter, very, very balanced in terms of KBD. Double digits for the first seven players, where Const is a little top-heavy. Const Lynx with 25, and I'm not sure exactly what Lynx was doing, unfortunately. Hercules had a few very good grabs. I'd say one of the MVPs of that one, although near the bottom of the totem pole in terms of scores was Purple Nurple. With only 1 point, but getting flag grabs all over the place. Very, very impressive in performance by KBD. Very, very good. I've played them on that map a few times, and that's one of their stronger ones, from what I can recall. They're very solid on it. They work quite well as a team on it. And we've had a map change, but it's changed to Rain Dance, and I know for a fact we aren't playing Rain Dance. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know anything for a fact. But I'm guessing we aren't playing Rain Dance because no one told me we were, and otherwise, you know, they're lying to me.
Yes.
Acknowledged.
Okay, we have changed the map to, which map, what have we changed it to? Reliquary. Oh, this will be fun. Okay. So, Bloody, if you can listen to me. So why don't we switch sides this time? Why don't you cover the KVD side? I'll cover the Tribe Constellation side. And it looks like Constellation is Blood Eagle.
Acknowledged.
And KVD is Diamond Sword for this one. Oops. I joined a team. Never mind. I guess I just want to observe, don't I? Well, you know what? I'm getting so wrapped up in the match, I just love to play. That's what I want to do. Bloody can't talk. No, that's not true. Bloody Shark is my assistant this evening. He can talk. He is able to talk. I have heard him speak. But the way some of the broadcasts work, for those of you that have tuned in before to the broadcast and you have heard Taxi and Witch, Taxi's got this funky setup so we can have two people talking at the same time. I am not privy to the funky setup, so I am restricted to only having one person at a time. Chaotic is asking for a shout-out to Zodiac from Chaotic. So, Zodiac, Chaotic says hi. Said, done. Said, oops. And, I guess, yeah, it doesn't matter. I can tell you what server it is. We are on Cheater's Wayside, one of my favorite East Coast servers. And Cheater has just come on and given me that God talk thing across the middle of the screen saying to say hi to his mom. And Bloody Shark wants to give a shout-out to Cass from Shark. So, hi, Cass from Shark. And what sign did I say I was doing? Const is on Lost Boys, which is that one. So, Lost Boys is Blood Eagle. And Bloody Shark's just going wild with the shout-outs. Also giving shout-outs to Pisces and Lich and Herbtown. What a suck-up. Hey, folks in the WSBN channel, as I got a break in the action, tell me now, how much did that blow in that last attempt at broadcast? And I'm being asked to tell Specs that number one man says hi, although Specs is actually in the match, so I doubt he'll be listening. Yeah, I said that. Oh, Sticks beat Tribal War first. Okay, my apologies. I gave credit earlier for Tribe Constellation being the first team to beat Thunderwalkers on OGL, and I am being wickedly corrected by the Sticks, saying no, they were the first ones to do it. So it was old hat by the time. Okay, so when someone casts, let us know right away. That's the only thing. Okay. I will do. I will do the best I can. I'm starting to get a little bit more used to it now. So this again, this is Pub Night on the WSBN. You are listening to KVD versus Tribe Constellation. First map was Ice Ridge, which KVD won 7-2. And now we are on Reliquary, which is one of our balanced maps from those lovely folks at Dynamics that, you know, took all the really good maps and took all the great ideas they had and decided to really screw them up and mess us up. And very, very big base, deep. It's like four floors underground. The generators are buried deep within the bowels. It's got a vehicle pad. It's got a plasma turret. It's got a rocket turret. It's got towers. It's got crap all over the damn place. Kalu is telling me to plug his in-eyes mod to Cheater. Because I'd love it. I would love it, but, and this is one of the other things that makes it a little bit more challenging, is WSBN has a policy to respect the privacy of the teams, et cetera, that we will not do Observer in first-person mode, so we won't follow a player around. We will only stick in that stupid camera flying it around aimlessly about the map. So that's one of the other things that makes it a lot tougher for us to do in terms of keeping track of things. But I think, hopefully, towards the end of that map, I was getting better. I know it kind of sucked at the start, but hopefully towards the end, I was getting a little bit better. I'm just trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be looking when. So this map is Reliquary.
Damn it.
However you want to put your enunciation. Very large base, deep base, but all the goods are right on top. The flag is just underneath a short shelter on the roof of the base, custom made for a heavy on flag. Okay, we have people taking pee breaks. See if I can find a cool hole in the map or something. Yeah, I got time to look for that stuff. You are listening to WSBN. This is Pub Night, doing my first ever, and, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest probably my last ever match broadcast. You know, the DJ thing is a hell of a lot easier than this stuff. Ask what? Let's give a shout-out. Regulator says to give a shout-out to Sean. Well, that's ironic. That's my real name. Herbtown is asking how many people are on. Oops. So I will try and tell him how many people are tuned in. I don't have access to the server info. But we got a... I don't know. I'd eyeball it and say maybe 90 people in the channel. If anyone can give me a more specific number, that would be great. Stuff that would just be very cool to have from this sort of thing. He's made a really interesting mod, and I think it's his mod that they're using on that dual map thing, which is quite cool. Which is when you observe, you actually observe in first person mode, so it's like watching a live demo. If you haven't seen it, it's real neat. It's a lot better than going through that third-person perspective. And he's talking about different things like being able to see the red and green triangles and all that sort of stuff. That would really help if you never use it in a mod, it would help us at WSBN, which is really the most important thing.
Duh!
Purple Nerf wants me to say that Yo Nerp is so... something sexy. Of course, I couldn't read what the word was because, you know, it got all starred out and stuff, and I've got my language filter on to protect my virgin eyes. But it was something rude.
Yes, yes.
And Tux, you know what? I'm not a sellout, man. I'm not, like, plugging everything that comes along. I am looking for stuff to talk about is exactly what I am doing. I am filling dead time and trying to avoid dead air. And that's really all I'm doing. I could read a poem if you wanted. You know what? Shut up. Never mind. I didn't even mention that. Forget it. I'm not reading a poem. First of all, I don't like poems. I'm trying to get myself all set. Oh, okay, Tux wasn't even talking to me. Sorry, I'm just egocentric, I guess. You know what, I think they're just about ready, and I'm going to pull a taxi here and have a smoke.
Over here!
Sorry, folks.
Over
I also desperately need a coffee.
Damn it!
So pardon me as I slurp my coffee.
Hit the deck!
At least it's not a Snapple bottle.
Retreat! Hit the deck!
We are... Okay,
yeah.
So recap.
Yeah!
Say about again. Oh, yeah, you damn Americans. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you guys say, but you mock the way myself and my Canadian brethren say the word about. And I don't know why. I don't know what the hell you guys say. I'm surprised you even put a U in it, in all honesty. You seem to eliminate the poor letter U from most words. What did it ever do to you guys, anyway? Technodona is saying, save me, Jeebus.
Duh.
I think most people would say Jesus, but Techno apparently dances to a different tune.
Thanks.
I probably had time to do a song. Oh, no, we are in the 30-second countdown. How's it getting better already? Huh? 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 Didn't even miss the start of the match this time. So, 30-second countdown. I don't know this map very well, and I'm not going to really go inside the base because, quite frankly, I'll get lost. So I'm just going to stay outside and see what's up with that. I am on the Blood Eagle side, which is Tribe Constellation. And pings are very even, very ping neutral server, which is probably why we're here for all three maps, if we do require three maps. First map was Ice Ridge, which was taken soundly by Knights of the Black Dragon. 7-2, I believe, was the score. And I say I believe because I didn't write it down, but I think 7-2 is right. Bloody Shark is telling me that, in his editorial opinion, these bases suck. Well, it's four letters, so I was going to say suck ass, but it obviously can't be suck ass if it's four letters. So it's something a little bit more harsh than that I won't say. Again, my virgin eyes. So, ooh, man, you know what? This is going to be real hard to find out what's going on. Tribe Constellation has got a heavy on flag. KBD has a pretty serious base assault going. Some long-range mortars. Purple Nurple somehow, out of nowhere, grabbed the flag. But Lynx gunned him down, and it was returned. Holy crap, where did he come from? That's one of the other benefits of getting about 4 frames per second in software mode. I am. I'm, like, right around the roof. I'm, like, doing circles around the base. The visibility on the map is pretty good. It's a dusk-like setting with a wonderful autumn-type sky. It looks like a beach-type sky with your rain dance-colored terrain. Very skiable. We have some long-range mortars coming in to the Const flag stand from somewhere. We've got a heavy making a run in now. He was actually in behind the now defunct Tribe Const rocket turret. Oh, unfortunately, and that was Techno Donut that was doing that assault. He was doing a very good job of it until he was making his run for the flag stand, dropped a mortar that hit the side wall and dropped down, which he landed on top of, thus blowing himself to smithereens. To which he responded, "Wee!" in the global chat. So that would be what you call a failed flag attempt. So far, KBD with the only flag touch. Const is on the Blood Eagle side. Purple Nurple managed to grab the flag. He didn't get all that far. Lynx gunned him down. But again, we've got big mortars coming in from a long way away. And the flag stand is clear at the moment. The heavy on flag is dead. Purple Nurple grabbed it. And is that him? Perseus fills him full of holes. He didn't get too far. He got about as far as about 100 meters, really, which is about 100 times as far as I get off my typical flag grab. And I think I'm trying to get an eye on... Bloody Shark is reporting to me that on his side of the map, the Diamond Sword side, the Const cappers aren't being too successful even touching the flag yet. And Purple Nurple has already logged 2 touches. I am not quoting Warwitch. That was a Pub Night original. Shut up. And if you continue to mock me in the WSBN channel, Specs just grabbed the Const flag. Never saw him come, never saw him go. But he's still alive, I can tell you that much. Haven't got a clue where he is, though. You know, guys, I'm kind of watching the IRC. Oh, and he capped it. KBD Specs has capped, so KBD is up 1-0 on Constellation. The map is Reliquary. Our second map, first, was taken by KBD, solidly, 7-2. KBD has there's a lull in the action now. I'm floating around the Const base, well, around the outside of the Const base. If I went to the inside, I'd get lost. Steady diet of heavy O coming from KBD. Generally, they're looking at the long-range mortars first, and after they've softened them up, they come in for some up-close personal heavy action. But right now we've got some mortars in. The Const heavy is... The heavy on flag is not on the flag. He's on top of the roof, on top of the flag, if that makes any sense. And I see chain gun fire, so I'm assuming that means the light's coming in. Was that a vehicle? I know there's a vehicle pad on this map, so there's a very good chance a scout may have just gotten shot down, but I really can't see too well. And for those of you in the WSBN channel asking me to do shoutouts and stuff, I'm more than happy to do it in between maps. But while the map is going, it's it's all my little brain can take to try and keep track of what's happening in the match, let alone read the channel and follow what's going on. We got a capper coming in. We got some grenades coming into the cons base. Purple Nurple grabbed it. Didn't get too far. He was killed right on the flag stand. And the flag is returned. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Hercules returned the cons flag, but in the interim, there was also a grab by KBD. Techno Donut did grab it. No. Let me follow what's going on here. Pixis grabbed it, and it was returned. Anyway, both flags are back at home. Very nice, quick grab by Specs. He got through there clean, and he doesn't really have anybody chasing him. I'm going to go on the assumption that's going to end up being a cap, because there was no one, and he capped it. That's a big map, and that's fast. That was only a few seconds. There's 19 minutes and 20 seconds left. KBD is up 2-0. I know KBD are big fans of these balance maps, and this map seems to, Regulator is asking Specs if he can have his children, Regulator and Specs, of course, both being on KBD. And a little KBD, you know, is, I don't want to say trash-talking. I think there's good terms between these two teams, but Techno Donut threw a little Q-owned in there after that cap. But if there is any banter going back and forth, it's not being, it's only one-sided. Const is being very well-behaved. They're all being very gentlemanly, or ladylike, depending as the case may be. Some long-distance grenades coming into the Const flag area. Lots of chain gun fire around. That stupid plasma turret shooting off, not hitting anything. Purple Nurple grabbed it, and he's chained down. He gets about, he made it about 100 meters before. Oh no. Please tell me I didn't see what I just saw. He made it about 110 meters. The flag is out in the field. It's, I can't say for sure who's doing it, but there's a scout buzzing around. I can't tell if it's doing O or D. The flag was grabbed by, well, first of all, Const grabbed the KBD flag, Cassiopeia grabbed it, and Chaotic has grabbed the Const flag, but the Const flag has now been returned by Perseus. Chaotic grabbed it as a heavy, and Cassiopeia was able to cap, so it is now 2-1 for KBD on Reliquary, and there was another grab in there that I'm trying to find out who it was. KBD grabbed it from the Const side because the Const flag isn't here anymore. And it was grabbed by Specs again. He's got a pretty sweet route worked out because he's doing that thing in very little time. That was a very quick counter cap. KBD is now up 3-1 on Reliquary. And seemed to be taking it to Const a little bit. Bloody, how is Const doing with overall touches and whatnot? It seems a little quiet back there in terms of overall grabs. A lot of activity and explosions. Again, the KBD is focusing on some longer-range mortar fire to soften up the flag area before their cappers come in. There, I'm going to try and find out who it is. There is definitely a scout buzzing around. I don't know if he's... I think he's doing scout light D. God only knows who it is that's actually doing that, though. And the one thing I can tell you is it's not being overly effective. Not that I've seen, anyway. There's only really been two touches. Const has only really... Purple Nurple has grabbed the flag. After a slow start, he managed to get away. I don't know if he got away with a disc jump, but he's now away pretty well, about the midpoint of the map. Only really got one chaser. Oh, but Pisces guns him down. And Cassiopeia has also grabbed the Knights of the Black Dragon flag. And Cassiopeia is killed in the field. So both flags are in the field. KBD's flag has been returned. And it looks as though Const is going to be happy to have that one sitting out there in the field for a little bit. And it was Regulator that shot down Cassiopeia. And both flags are now back home in their respective bases. Specs is kind of dominating all players at this point, but he's had, I believe he's had two of the caps for KBD, two of the three. One what KVD is doing is they've got their heavy on flag. Specs has again grabbed the Const flag, and he's off very quickly. He gets out of my line of sight very, very soon. And Captain, for those of you that know this map, these bases are pretty far apart, and you're hearing the time go between the grabs and the caps, and it's going pretty quick. He's definitely got a sweet route. Right now, KVD is up 4-1 over Const on the second map. They did win the first map solidly, 7-2. There is 14 minutes left at this point, 14 and a half minutes left, rather. KVD, Purple Nurple, has grabbed the Constellation flag. He's got a couple chasers. He's gone off to the side. Specs has a pretty direct route where he's sort of beelining it from flag to flag. Purple Nurple has got more of a round-the-side type route. I would compare them to, on Ice Ridge, the difference between going as the crow flies flag to flag and going through the side ridges. But he is still alive. The flag has not been dropped. So if that's the case, KVD might cap again. And they did, and that's a cap out, folks. That's 5-1 KVD.
All right!
So they win the first map 7-2 on Ice Ridge, and the second one 5-1 on Reliquary. And they handled them. It was, you know, no disrespect to Constellation, but I watched both sides. Watch KVD on the first side, on the first map rather, and watch the Const side on this one.
Hey!
And the level of activity, KVD was definitely taking the attack to them. Watching the KVD side last map, Const was not, they focused on the, Const focused on the concerted attacks and had everybody coming in all at once, where KVD's approach seemed to be more of steady, constant pressure. And it really paid off. Okay. Let me just take a couple seconds to try and get myself organized, and I'll do a little post-match analysis and try and describe to you some of the stuff that I couldn't describe worth a damn while the actual map was going. And in the interim, I'm going to play a couple songs, and that'll be it. And so I'll be back telling you a little bit more. Again, congratulations both to KVD and Tribe Constellation. Thank you guys both very much for letting WSBN broadcast. KVD did win the match in two maps. First was Ice Ridge, which they won 7-2, and second was Reliquary, which they won 5-1 in a cap out. So I'm going to do a little music at the moment. This is REM Superman, and I'll be back in a minute.